الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يتفرقا يغني الله كل من سعته وكان الله واسعا حكيما. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. The subject which is under discussion is about matrimonial affairs between husband and wife, so matters to do with our mu'ashara, with our lives, in our social lives. We discussed in the previous that when there is a possibility of a separation, that should be avoided at all costs, and sulah, the husband and wife should come to an agreement and live together. That is the best. And in case, now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, Islam is that beautiful deen, did not compel us, like the religion of the Christians, that when they get married, they take a vow until death does separate us. In other words, there is no divorce that is permissible as far as in the Christianity religion is concerned. However, they have to stay together till death. In the Hindu religion, if the husband dies, then the wife has to be burnt alive. She's not allowed to live after that. Islam is that perfect, wonderful religion which is perfect in every way. If there are times when husband and wife just cannot get along together, their views are completely different, especially if there are things to do with aqidah. One of them has got wrong aqidah, or complete wrong way of life, then at that time separation is the best. So in case of a separation, that also Islam has shown the solution. Islam has said that as far as possible, keep the marriage. But where necessary, then a separation, and Islam is permitted it. In the hadith, the most undesirable thing, permissible thing in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is talaq, divorce. Allah does not like it, but it has been made permissible, and when it's necessary, it must be exercised also. So then there is a fear that when divorce takes place, there are two big fears of the husband and the wife. Now that I'm a divorce, I divorce my wife, will somebody else want to marry me? They will think I'm a bad person, I divorce my wife. And the wife will also think that if I get divorced, will somebody want to marry me? They'll think I'm a bad woman. That's why I got divorced. The other is my expenses, especially for the wife. From where will my expenses come? In today's scenario, unfortunately, things have changed, where many girls are university graduates, and they feel that my degree will give me my rosy, whereas rosy is only in the hands of Allah, and in many cases that very degree is the cause of their divorce, because they get modern bright ideas, and therefore divorce takes place. It is not the solution, but it is the cause of the problem. So anyway, so from where will I eat now? What will happen? So Allah Ta'ala allays those fears also. Allah says, وَإِنْ يَتَفَرَّقَ اور اگر دونوں جدا ہو جاوے. After all attempts of making sulah, of keeping the marriage, etc. But finally it is agreed that the separation has to take place. And now, what mashura, not just on impulse, that a person gives divorce, but proper understanding, and it is understood the best is in the interest of the couple, in the interest of the children, that a divorce should take place. Then Islam has permitted this also. And when it does take place, Allah Ta'ala immediately makes a promise and says, يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلَّمْ مِنْ سَعَتِهِ. To Allah har ek ko, اللہ کو ہر ایک کو بے پرواہ کر دے گا اپنی کشائش سے. اللہ will make both of them independent by the great treasures of Allah Ta'ala. The fear that the husband had, that I won't get another wife, Allah will remove that and he will get another suitable wife. The fear the wife had, I won't get another husband, Allah will remove that and give her a suitable husband. All this is in us must be, I want to please Allah. Then Allah will see to all our needs, whether it is in staying together, whether it is in separation. But our trust must be in Allah, and we must do what Allah wants us to do. Then Allah's help is. And even as far as finances are concerned, the wife might think that I'm just a housewife. I've got no qualifications or anything. I don't know how to earn. Rosie, in any case, is not in our hands. It is in the hands of Allah. And Allah will give that rosie. And the same it will be for the husband. Similarly, in the Quran Sharif it has come that at a time when a person has to make hijrat, and it is compulsory to make hijrat, then also, and a person hasn't got any means to make hijrat, to travel, etc., hasn't got money, go to another country, settle down, etc. And in the same way, as far as jihad is concerned, to go in jihad when it becomes necessary, and in our times to go in da'wah for tabligh, and a person hasn't got the finances, and the person sees it's necessary, I need it, it has to be done, and he makes the intention, Allah makes the intizam, Allah makes all the arrangements for them. So we must put our trust in Allah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will see to our needs. But unfortunately we got the whole thing the wrong way, that we first see to our means, and according to our means then we take our steps forward, as though we are our own Allah, our own gods. So we look at the means, we must look at the commands of Allah and put our trust in Allah. Two things, taqwa, fear Allah Ta'ala, and tafweed, obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala's help comes in such way a person cannot imagine. In that marriage and in married life which look like a nightmare, Allah will make it a jannat, a life of jannah, for both, for the husband also, for the wife also. But we must put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. And if we have made our own selves our idols, our God, and we are to satisfy ourselves, and we are afraid of ourselves and of events and of circumstances, then a person unfortunately lives in a very, very terrible life in this world, and may Allah protect us even worse in the Akhirah. And for, and finally Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, اور اللہ ہی کہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور جو کچھ ہے زمین میں. And in any case, whatever there is in the heavens belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever there is in the earth belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. So you don't have to fear. You are putting your trust in such a being whose riches cannot be exhausted, who are unlimited in the heavens too, in the earth too. So when you have given your hand in His hand, you don't have to fear anything. So for us it is to see the commands of Allah and submit to the commands of Allah. But the balance Allah will see. He will make us happy. He will provide for us. He will see to all our needs. Otherwise we will be in the doldrums of haram in this world, and suffering, and our conscience won't let us rest, and we will be in a difficult situation all the time. May Allah make it easy for all of us, and may Allah guide us all to righteousness.